Joining me now on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Mr. Kyle Hybl, President and CEO of El Pomar Foundation. Kyle, welcome to Afternoon News.
Good afternoon, Ted. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. It's a privilege to have you here today. I was very fortunate to receive an advisory from El Pomar, and it looks like you have activated your wildland fire fund, and you're going to be committing some funding to support American Red Cross as it works to assist, house, and feed those people displaced in evacuations due to the fires.
Correct. The El Pomar's Wildland Fire Fund was started in 2002 in response to the Hayman, Missionary Ridge, and Trinidad fires. Since that time, as the trustees established it, we've made over 500 grants totaling $5.8 million for the purpose of helping victims of wildland fire, assisting volunteer fire departments with PPE, hand shovels, UTVs, fire trucks, and in addition to that, the fund has funded significant fire mitigation through the county and city.
Yeah, that fire mitigation meant to help prevent such disasters as we're experiencing. To the east, troublesome fire exploding at the rate of roughly 100,000 acres per day currently, up to now almost 170,000 acres, and families now being displaced in Granby, Estes Park, and in areas surrounding that. I believe even Rocky Mountain National Park has been closed because of the danger posed by the fire.
Yes, sir. So we the trustees in El Pomar determined to issue a $50,000 grant to local Red Cross chapters who are responding to the wildfires to help individuals and families in need. And this grant was made because these wildfires are now making their way into the wildland interface and affecting both property and human life.
And one of the most relatable ways I think we can articulate that for our listeners is what happened with Waldo Canyon fire. A change in the wind, very violent, and brought that fire down into that interface and burned hundreds of homes.
That's correct. And so El Pomar, we're very proud to play a small part in Red Cross's response to this, and certainly $50,000 is meaningful, but it's a drop in the bucket relative to the need that Red Cross has and will see. And so certainly we're hopeful that other citizens, and we know that there are many out there who want to reach out and do something to help. And we believe that helping the Red Cross can be a good way to do that.
And that is the other piece of what you're doing here, Kyle. You are encouraging anybody who is able and willing to donate to make those donations to American Red Cross for that wildfire relief. The people can make those donations at redcross.org/donate/Western Wildfires Donations. And you can assist El Pomar as it works to assist not only first responders, but the agencies that are there to help people who have been displaced. And if you have any memory of Black Forest Fire or Waldo Canyon Fire, you have a sense for what some people are going through right now, and your help would be greatly appreciated. Kyle Hybl, President and CEO of El Pomar Foundation, we thank you for a virtually impromptu visit today, but we do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Ted, for your time also, and hopefully it snows this weekend.